Track 7. Unit 2. Lesson B. Memory Man. Listening. Exercise 2. Part 1.
Dominic, you've won the World Memory Championships no fewer than 8 times. Could you perhaps start by telling us what is involved in these championships? What do you have to do?
Well, the World Memory Championships started in 1991, and there were 7 of us then. These days, there are 3 days and 10 events. And to give you an idea, there are marathon events and sprint events. So, for example, the first one, you have to memorise about a 2,000-digit number. You have 1 hour to look at it, another hour and a half to recall it.
Gosh.
So this is like a marathon memory event. You then have an hour to memorise as many packs of playing cards as possible, usually about 25 decks in an hour. You have to memorise 100 historic dates. These are fictitious dates. And you have to put the year and the fact to them. You've got 5 minutes, so this is a sprint one. You have other ones where you have to memorise a spoken number. They put a CD in of 200 numbers read at 1 digit a second. Very difficult if you consider that you can only hold about 7 or 9 digits in your short-term memory. But we managed to do that. And then you have the fastest time to memorise a single deck of cards. And my personal best is 28 and a half seconds.
Goodness. What kind of people take part in these championships?
There's a broad range of people. There are quite a few students, having said that. I suppose the age range is somewhere between 15 and 35. I'm one of the older ones. I'm nearly 50 now. But you get professional people, traders, psychiatric nurse, memory trainers, but a lot of students as well.
Now, you also got yourself into the Guinness Book of Records. And to do that, you memorised 54 packs of cards. That's 2,808 cards in a single sighting. How did you manage that?
Very slowly. I did this a few years ago, and yes, you're right, the 54 decks are shuffled into each other, and you're only allowed a single sighting of each card. Now, I started off at 9 o'clock in the morning doing this, and I finished at 9 o'clock at night. That's just looking at each card. So there's lots of reviewing going on in my head. I then spent the next 3 hours trying to recall all 2,808, which I did, and I made 8 errors, which is what Guinness allows. You're allowed to make a 0.5% margin of error. Yeah. So I made 8 errors. And that is, at the making of this audio, is still the current record.